Yeah, what happened was, well, we drove into Garajda, and we pulled up outside this checkpoint in a little hamlet just outside Garajda, and General Mladic were there, and that was head of Serbian army, and he were cracking walnuts with his bare hands and that, and eating them again, OC a couple of walnuts, and they just said, right, in you go. And there were a big sports complex. We just popped up on there all night, and then during the night we had a few rounds that kept getting fired at not so much at Waggins but overhead. And then next morning we all got up, and it dawned on us what Garajda were like again. It was just being hammered.
And what was the state of the people in the town at that time?
Overjoyed to see us. They got nothing. And we just went out and patrolled up to this 3 kilometre exclusion zone limit. From Monday till Thursday, we were very, very quiet. And then on Thursday afternoon, we was out on patrol, and we got a message over at radio that one of the lads had stepped on an AP mine. And things just got a bit silly on Friday, after Dazzling had got blown up. We got a brief off OC, right? There's been a report of some armour up in a little hamlet called Guy, which was right on the edge of the 3 kilometre zone. And we were walking up. As we got to this village, we heard all this laughing and giggling from behind a building. And that. Some of the buildings were still smouldering. Went round the back, myself and another lad, went round the back, and there were about 20, 25 Serbian heavily armed soldiers there with everything, rocket launchers, anti-tank missile, shoulder launch, heavy machine guns, etc. And we just said to him, why are you here? You know, you're breaking the UN mandate. You're not allowed to be here. And I got my map out and I said to him, look, this is 3 kilometres. You're not allowed inside this circle here. And they just said, oh, Manchester United, you Manchester United. And that, and I, can you hate Manchester United? You know, I'm a Sheffield lad, I'm a Sheffield United fan. I hate Manchester United. And that, and he was just going, Manchester United. And I'm going, I don't like Manchester United, you know, 3 kilometres, go. And he goes, oh, okay. And he just got up, and they all got up and they walked off. So we said, right, we'll have a brew. And that, and we said, right, we'll give him 10, 15 minutes to get out of the way, and then we'll just follow this track straight up, because they've obviously walked up there, and it's safe. So anyway, we had his brew, put his kit away, and cracked on up this thing. And somebody opened fire on us. At first it was just 5 rounds, and that, and then all of a sudden everything just opened up. It was just like you see on a film where everything, leaves are dropping, trees are going, mud splatting and everything, and that. And what they'd actually done was they'd circled round and then set an ambush up in a small wood line, which were about 80 metres away from the road in a clearing. Firing died down. We'll try and get some help, and that, sent a contact report over at radio, and that, and then 3 of them come bursting out of this wood line, come running down towards us, at which point 3 of us stood up, myself, a lad called Faz Farrell, and Bonnie Tyler, stood up and shot 2 of them, killed 2 of them in the initial engagement. The 3rd one turned tail and run back in. As we dropped back down, we had another load of incoming fire. And then, as we was getting ourselves sorted out, 2 blokes with a donkey train come walking up corner Serbians with all the kit on. They'd seen what were happening, because there were only 2 of them, and you know, they turned the donkeys round and walked off. Luckily for them, because they'd have got some as well. And that, anyway, we decided that the only way we was going to get out without going through this village was to drop in the re-entrant. And that, at which point, the team on the other side already knew what was happening, and they'd started setting up a fire base for us to allow us to drop into this re-entrant, because they'd got GPMGs. So we dropped into this re-entrant and started doing fire and manoeuvring down, and it were at one at points after about 400 metres where, being last man in patrol by this time, I could hear rocks turning over and branches snapping, etc. So I just got word to Atlanta, I said, well, we're getting followed, we're going to have to do something, you know. We got to this clearing, And I said to him, right, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go across as pairs. And then we managed to get the first four across. And by this time, they were too close to the next lot. And I said to the other lad, right, you get yourself across. And as he were getting across and getting himself sorted out, they came round the corner, the group of Serbs that had actually followed us. So I engaged this group of Serbs, killed leading bloke, shot and killed leading bloke, and I wounded a couple more. The thing that always sticks with me is the bloke's eyes. You know, just, ooh, and then he gets shot. He goes down, and basically they just don't want to know about it, and they just go. And then we just make his way back down. And then we'd been and done a freedom parade in Barnsley on 9th of May the following year in 95. And I'd had a few beers after freedom parade. And the adjutant jumped on the bus and he just said, Colonel Mills, you wanted outside CO's office. And I just said, why, what have I done? He says, you just need it outside CO's office. Went up to the CO's office, my wife was out there, and she just said, what's going off? And I said, well, I don't know. And that, anyway, RSN opened the door, CO's office. He says, right, can you come in? So I walked in, and CO just said, right, I want you to read that. So I read this letter, and just said, Her Majesty's Queen is pleased to announce that you have been awarded a conspicuous gallantry cross for actions in Bosnia on 29th of April, 1994.